When the Soviet Union put the first man in space, Yuri Gagarin, in 1961, it was seen as a major victory over the United States. The 50th anniversary of the flight will be celebrated in Russia in April of next year. But this will not be the only reason for the Russians to drink champagne. The U.S. Constellation Human Flight Program was cut from the 2011 budget following the financial crisis. President Barack Obama said the program was over budget, behind schedule, and lacking in innovation. And for now, the U.S. will be paying Russia to ferry its astronauts to space. Robert Navius is a representative of NASA.
Space is expensive. It's hard to get into orbit. It's very difficult to launch spacecraft into orbit. And by doing so together, we do so on a collective basis from an economic and technological standpoint that serves both nations much better than if we tried to do it ourselves.
The Russian space industry, which had become a shadow of itself after the collapse of the Soviet Union, is once again enjoying state support. The government has increased spending on the space industry by 40% for each of the past 5 years. In 2009, it received a record $2.8 billion. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin also confirmed this fall that Russia's new $800 million Cosmodrome Vostochny in the country's far east should be up and running by 2015. He said that the construction of the new space center, commissioned in 2007, is one of the biggest and most ambitious initiatives in Russia today. Not only will it confirm Russia's status as a technological leader and boost its potential in science and technology, but just as importantly, it will allow hundreds, if not thousands, of young specialists to prove themselves, to show their talent, and to make their most ambitious plans come true. So does this mean that Russia will set the rules in the space exploration from now on? Not necessarily, says Robert Navius of NASA.
Yes, we are dependent at the moment, and will be, to transport astronauts to the International Space Station on Soyuz vehicles. The Russians, in turn, are mutually dependent on us for maintaining station operations, since NASA has the lead role in mission operations oversight of space station components and the flight control capability of the station. So through our mutual dependence on one another, we have actually built a stronger partnership on a global basis by using each other's expertise to be able to solve problems quickly.
The U.S. said it planned to look to private companies to invest in future spacecraft. But so far, no private companies have secured such investment. Meanwhile, the Russian Federal Space Agency is set to receive $306 million for U.S. astronauts to fly to the International Space Station in 2012 on board a Russian Soyuz rocket. And the decision to ground the shuttles raises mixed emotions among U.S. astronauts. Mark Kelly is the commander of the last scheduled mission of U.S. Space Shuttle Endeavour in February of next year.
You know, it's kind of sad the space shuttle's going to be retired. You know, it's an incredibly an incredible vehicle. I mean, there's never been anything like it that can carry huge payloads, over 30,000 pounds, into orbit. It has an airlock where we can do spacewalks. It has a robotic arm where we can manipulate payloads. We can capture satellites. We can bring satellites home. I mean, to bring home a payload that weighs 30,000 pounds is just incredible. No spacecraft could ever do that before. So to see that capability go away is a little bit sad, but it's been in the plan.
And while it is hard for some to get used to the new realities, the general tone among U.S. and Russian space officials is optimistic and welcoming of the new opportunities to extend cooperation in space. Besides, while Moscow and Washington are still leading the space race, their dominance could be soon challenged by India and China, which are funding and developing their own space programs. The Chinese Shenzhou 7 spacecraft is already in operation. The first spacewalk took place in 2008. And India said it planned a manned flight by 2014. Anya Ardaeva, Australian Independent Radio News, Moscow.